Good morning, Anya. Well, we start with a big night ahead for Irish clubs in Europe, and Shelburne boss Joey O'Brien insists his team will embrace the high stakes of their Conference League playoff at home to Linfield. Shells beat the Northern Irish Premiership outfit 2-1 on aggregate when the teams met in the first round of the Champions League qualifiers back in July. They've both since slid down the European competitions to set up a rematch in the third tier. If Shells can get past Linfield again, they would be guaranteed six more Conference League games, three at home and three away over the autumn-winter period. Victory is also worth a minimum of €3.8 million. But none of that will be on the minds of the players at Talca Park tonight, as Joey O'Brien expects a tougher contest than last time out.
If you're supposed to start the games again, so that's obviously that was supposed to be a little bit of feeling out of each other again. Yeah, even though you are familiar with them, but they are with us. But so you can't. It's going to be, we want to try to attack the game, start a real high tempo and get on the front foot and try and impose ourselves in the game. Sure, they have their own game plan and stuff like that, you know. So it's going to be a tight game, it's going to be tough. There wasn't a lot in it. In both games, I suppose that when you look back at it, the scoreline, obviously they're like getting sent off up there, I suppose, stuff like that. So it's a tight game over the previous two legs, and I think it'll be very similar. Listen, just about ourselves, like, and looking after ourselves, really, and trying to impose yourself on it. But here, that's football, I suppose, a good game plan here. You can go out the window fairly quickly, you know. So they'll have a game plan, we'll have a game plan, but here, come quarter eight tomorrow night, it's just going to be off to the lads on the pitch, and yeah. Obviously, as I said, we're just focusing on our performance, and hopefully the lads will nail the performance and it should be enough.
That's Joey O'Brien there, and we'll have live coverage of tonight's first leg at Talca Park on RT2 and the RT player from 7:30. Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers are looking to be the first Irish club to make group or league phase football without having the benefit of the backdoor path through the Champions League qualifiers. The Hoops are in the Azores to take on Portuguese side Santa Clara in the first leg of their Conference League playoff from 8 o'clock. Head coach Stephen Bradley made nine changes for Sunday's 2-1 FAI Cup win over Longford Town, allowing him to rest some of the big guns ahead of tonight. Rory Gaffney, Matt Healy and Pico Lopez are all due to return, with skipper Lopez set to make his 50th appearance for Rovers in Europe. Bradley understands the task at hand this evening and wants his players to use their experience in big European games to their advantage.
That'd be really difficult. We know they're a good team. You only have to watch a couple of their games and you see the qualities that they have. Some really athletic, quick players, and they have a real clear identity. So we know it's a tough game, but that's this stage of Europe. That's what you face, and it's a challenge we're really looking forward to. It's really important we use all that experience. Like I said, there's going to be moments when we know they're going to have control of the game, and that's fine. You're away from home in Europe, but we will have our moments. You got to enjoy when you haven't got them moments. You got to use all that experience and know and understand it and enjoy their moments. And then when we have it, like I said, go and show what we do.
Stephen Bradley there. While last night Celtic were frustrated by Kazakh side Kairat in their Champions League qualifier first leg, Brendan Rodgers' side were held to a nil-all draw at Parkhead, with the return leg set to take place next week. To golf, and world number one Scottie Scheffler credits Tiger Woods for inspiring the crucial change to his game, which has made him arguably the best golfer since the 15-time major winner. Scheffler won the US PGA and Open Championship this year, with three of his four majors coming in the last eight events. He is the last player since Woods to win five tournaments in back-to-back seasons, and while he continues to play down the comparisons, speaking ahead of the Tour Championship which gets underway today, Scheffler admits the influence of Woods sparked a turning point in his career.
I think it's very silly to be compared to Tiger Woods. I think Tiger is a guy that stands alone in the game of golf, and I think he always will. I mean, Tiger inspired a whole generation of golfers. I mean, you've grown up watching that guy do what he did week in, week out. I mean, it was pretty amazing to see. And like, I talk about a mental change I made because I played one round of golf with him in the tournament. I've only played one tournament round of golf with Tiger Woods, and it completely changed the way I look at how I play tournaments. I mean, I can't tell you the look on his face when we got to the first green. And I look over and we're in 20th place, we're kind of playing, yada, yada, yada. And I look over and this guy is just locked in. And I was taken back. I was like, holy smokes. And then we got to the second hole and he had this chip shot and he looked at it like, it was an up and down to win the tournament. And I'm like, this is incredible. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. I think he completely transcended the game of golf. And I think when it comes to me, I don't even like comparisons to other players, because I think when we come out here, I'm doing the best that I can to be the best version of myself. I don't think about legacy. I don't think about the past. I try to get the most out of myself each week. And I just don't really love the comparisons at all.
And we touched on it there, that the season-ending Tour Championship gets underway today in Atlanta as the FedEx Cup reaches its climax this week. And Scottie Scheffler leads the way at the top of the rankings as he tees off at 7 o'clock Irish time alongside Rory McIlroy, who is chasing a fourth FedEx Cup triumph himself. Shane Lowry is out on course just before 10 to 5. Plays also underway on day one of the British Masters, with nine players leading on one under par early on. Conor Purcell tees off at 10 past 2 this afternoon. And Leona Maguire begins her campaign at the Canadian Women's Open on the LPGA Tour later. The Cavan golfer sets off in her opening round just before 6:30 Irish time. Now, the Ireland women's cricketers are back in European T20 World Cup qualifier action this morning. After easing to victory against Germany yesterday, they take on the Netherlands in Rotterdam with the first ball out at 10 o'clock Irish time. The top two sides from this round robin will go in to the final qualifying tournament in Nepal next January. And finally, there are seven races down for decision at Leopardstown this evening, with the first off at 10 to 5, while the first of eight races at Killarney goes to post at 4:30.